तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
समाचार, विचार र अस्ट्रेलियामा तपाईँको समुदायका लागि महत्व राख्ने विषयमा जानकारी दिने यो हो एसबीएस नेपाली, एसबीएस साउथ एसियनमा।
नमस्कार, एसपिएस नेपालीको यो अर्को प्रस्तुतिमा स्वागत छ। म कृष्ण पोखरेल। पोडकास्टमा अब पालो भएको छ सार्वजनिक आवासका भवनहरू भत्काउने योजनाबारे, भिक्टोरिया सरकारको योजना र चुनौती बारेमा रिपोर्ट सुन्ने। भिक्टोरिया सरकारले मेलबोर्नका 44 सार्वजनिक आवासका भवनहरू भत्काउने योजनाको कानूनी चुनौतीको सामना गरिरहेको छ। यता स्वतन्त्र प्रतिवेदनहरूले पनि यो योजना त्रुटिपूर्ण भएको बताएका छन्। यसबारे विस्तृतमा रिपोर्ट प्रस्तुत गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ सपना फुयाल।
सन् 2023 राजीनामा दिनु केही दिन अघि भिक्टोरियाका तत्कालीन लेबर मुख्यमन्त्री ड्यानियल एन्ड्रियुजले राज्यका सबै 44 सार्वजनिक आवासीय भवनहरू भत्काउने योजना घोषणा गरेका थिए। अस्ट्रेलियामा जारी आवास संकटबीच 10,000 भिक्टोरियनको घर 2051 पुननिर्माण गर्ने योजनाले विज्ञहरू र वासिन्दाहरूलाई आश्चर्यमा पारेको छ। अप्रेलमा भिक्टोरियाको सुप्रिम कोर्टले यस निर्णयको विरूद्ध वासिन्दाहरूको सामूहिक मुद्दा खारेज गर्यो। तर आफ्नो आवाज सुनाउन दृढ भएका वासिन्दाहरू अब उक्त मुद्दा पुनरावेदन गर्दैछन्। लुइजा वसिने इनर मेलबर्न कम्युनिटी लिगल सेन्टरकी हाउसिङ र टेनेन्सी प्रमुख वकिल हुन्। एसपीएससँगको कुराकानीमा उनी होम्स भिक्टोरियाले वासिन्दाहरूका मानव अधिकारको सम्मानमा परामर्श नगरी यस्तो निर्णय गरेको बताउँछिन्।
The other grounds pertain to the group members' right to have an opportunity to be heard. To this day, Homes Victoria still haven't consulted with residents and allowed them to put forward submissions regarding alternatives to demolition. And so our argument is that the trial judge erred in finding that this wasn't required and that this wasn't necessarily impactful on the outcome of Homes Victoria's program.
भिक्टोरियाकी हाउसिङ मन्त्री ह्यारियट सिंहले भने हाउसिङ भवनहरू अब पुननिर्माण गर्नुपर्ने समय भइसकेको बताउँछिन्। उक्त घरहरूमा हालका भवन निर्माण मापदण्ड अनुसारको प्रकाश, हावा र सुविधा प्रदान नगरिएको उनको भनाइ छ।
Well, anybody who's ever been in the towers or who calls the towers home will know that they're really noisy, they're cold in winter, they're hot in summer, they don't have access to the same sorts of ventilation, natural light or amenity that apply to every other form of housing around the state in terms of current codes of compliance.
नर्थ मेलबोर्नको केही बासिन्दाहरूले उक्त घरहरू भत्काउने निर्णयबारे जानकारी समेत ढोकामुनि राखिएको एक कागजको नोट मार्फत पाएको बताएका छन्। ग्राबियल डिभिट्री भिक्टोरियन ग्रिन्स पार्टीकी हाउसिङ प्रवक्ता र रिचमन्ड निर्वाचन क्षेत्रकी सांसद हुन्। उक्त घरहरू भत्काउने घोषणा भएको दिन त्यस क्षेत्रका बासिन्दाहरूका लागि सार्वजनिक बैठक राखिएको थियो।
All they had heard was that they had received a letter under their door on the day that Dan Andrews made this announcement saying, "We're going to demolish your home. We don't know when. Sit tight." And the distress in that room was absolutely palpable because there had been no other information communicated. There'd been no consultation with residents whatsoever.
डेभिड रिभन्सिन कि ती हाउसिङ भवनहरूमा मुख्यतया आप्रवासी र शरणार्थी समुदाय बसोबास गर्छन्। ती भवनभित्र दशकौं लामो सामुदायिक सम्बन्ध निर्माण भइसकेकोले बासिन्दाहरू आफ्नो सहयोगी सञ्जालबाट टाढा हुनुपर्ने डरमा रहेको उनी बताउँछिन्।
One elderly Vietnamese woman stood up and spoke on behalf of this a group of residents that were all around an interpreter saying, "We will chain ourselves to this building rather than let the bulldozers come in. This is our home. We are not letting it go." And they have built their community around this location. They have access to their doctors, they have their friends, they have their services, and they have their community there.
Victorian Housing Peak Alliance ko pratibedan anusar Victoria ma audo dashak ma thap 80,000 samajik awas awashyak parne dekhieko cha. Samajik awas ma sarvajanik ra samudayik awas parchan. सार्वजनिक आवास राज्य सरकारले स्वामित्वमा लिई व्यवस्थापन गर्छ, जबकि सामुदायिक आवास निजी प्राय नाफारहित संस्थाहरूले स्वामित्वमा लिई व्यवस्थापन गर्छन्। ह्यारियट सिंह भन्छन् कि सामाजिक आवासको जुनसुकै स्वरूप भए पनि सबैलाई आवास ऐन अन्तर्गत समान अधिकार छ।
Everybody in social housing, whether they are provided housing under the public housing system or under community housing, who's coming off the wait list, who gets that housing as a result of that wait list and priority access, is entitled to the rights that exist under the Residential Tenancies Act. They are the same, irrespective of what part of the social housing system you are in.
तर बासिन्दाहरू सामुदायिक वा कम्युनिटी आवासमा बसेपछि उनीहरूसँग सार्वजनिक आवास सरह कानूनी अधिकार भए पनि ती आवासको स्वामित्वमा लिएका निजी नाफारहित संस्थाहरूले 25% आवास रेजिस्टर अफ इन्ट्रेस्टमा रहेका व्यक्तिहरूलाई भाडामा दिन सक्छन्। जसले प्राथमिकता सूचीमा रहेका व्यक्तिहरूका लागि उपलब्ध घरहरूको संख्या घटाउँछ। सरकारी नीति अनुसार सामुदायिक आवास संस्थाहरूले स्वामित्व लिएको वा व्यवस्थापन गरेको सामाजिक आवास 75% खाली स्थानहरू प्राथमिकता पहुँच सूचीमा रहेका व्यक्तिहरूलाई दिनुपर्नेछ। सार्वजनिक आवास प्राथमिकताको आधारमा दिइन्छ, जसमा घरेलु हिंसा, बेघर अवस्था वा अपाङ्गता भएका व्यक्तिहरू प्राथमिकतामा हुन्छन्। तर कम्युनिटी हाउसिङमा भने सामाजिक आवासका लागि इच्छुकको दर्तामा रहेका व्यक्तिहरूको मिश्रण हुन्छ, जसमा सबैभन्दा जोखिमपूर्ण अवस्थामा रहेका व्यक्तिहरू आवश्यक नहुन सक्छन्। सामुदायिक आवासमा भाडा दरहरू सार्वजनिक आवास जस्तो भाडाको सीमा वा रेन्ट क्यापमा बाँधिएको हुँदैन। यदि कुनै बासिन्दा कम्युनिटी आवासमा सारिन्छ भने उनीहरूले 5% भाडा वृद्धिको सामना गर्नुपर्ने सम्भावना हुन्छ। लुइजा बसिनी यो राम्रो नभएको बताउँछिन्।
This is returning to the estate subject to availability of community housing properties, which means that these people would no longer be public housing residents. They would be living under the management of non-government organisations and with fewer rights that stem from the policies of those organisations. It's inadequate given that they're being evicted, their homes are being demolished and still there's no assurances that they can return as public housing residents to the estate.
ती आवासीय भवनहरू हालको भवन निर्माणको मापदण्ड अनुसार नभए पनि मर्मत गर्न नसकिने कुनै ठोस कारण नभएको स्वतन्त्र वास्तुविदहरू बताउँछन्। नाइजल बर्ट्रम भवनहरू मर्मत गरेर प्रयोगमा ल्याउन सकिने प्रस्ताव सहितको प्रतिवेदन सहलेखक र मोनास युनिभर्सिटीका आर्किटेक्चरका प्र्याक्टिस प्रोफेसर हुन्। उनी भन्छन् भवन भत्काउने योजना त्रुटिपूर्ण छ।
They're all built in a very similar manner, so their modularity, if you like, makes them very suited to retrofitting, actually, because they're systematic. So if we could work out a system for one building, it can be used on multiple buildings. They're almost like a kit of parts out of the precast factory. We're put together in the same kind of way.
उनी थप्छन् कि यी भवनहरू धेरै मिल्दोजुल्दो शैलीमा बनेका छन्, जसले गर्दा मर्मत सुधार गर्न सजिलो हुन्छ। एउटामा प्रयोग भएको प्रविधि अन्यमा पनि लागू गर्न सकिन्छ।
It's possible to bring buildings up to standard to different degrees, certainly to the point that they're fit for habitation and fit for ongoing use into the future. If you think about the city as a whole, we have a whole lot of buildings, very cherished buildings from the 19th century. They don't meet current standards either. But we don't use that as a reason to knock them down. In fact, we think very carefully about how to make them livable for contemporary needs and retain them.
श्रोताविन्द बाँकी रिपोर्ट यो छोटो विश्रामपछि। बासिन्दाहरूमा पर्ने सामाजिक प्रभावहरू बाहेक स्वतन्त्र विश्लेषणहरू अनुसार यी भवनहरू मर्मत गर्नु सस्तो मात्र होइन, वातावरणका लागि पनि अझ राम्रो विकल्प भएको बर्ट्रम बताउँछन्।
We put all those social factors aside. We didn't cost them. We didn't discuss them. We just looked at the numbers of what would it cost, what's required scope of works, and what's its embodied carbon, and found that environmentally and economically, it's cheaper and better to retrofit rather than rebuild.
विभिन्न वास्तुविद र शैक्षिकविदहरूद्वारा यस्तै प्रकृतिका थुप्रै प्रतिवेदनहरू सार्वजनिक भइसकेका छन्, जसले भवनहरू मर्मत गरेर प्रयोगमा ल्याउन सकिने पक्षमा तर्क गर्छन्। तर मन्त्री ह्यारियट सिंह भन्छन् कि ती प्रतिवेदनहरू भवनहरूको संरचना र वास्तविक अवस्थाबारे नबुझी गरिएको देखिन्छ।
Firstly, what I would say is that
the sort of buildings referred to by that person constructed in the 19th century were not 26 stories tall. So the sort of engineering challenges that exist there in the first place are very difficult to compare with one and two story buildings or smaller apartment blocks, walk ups, for example, of three or four or five stories. The second thing that's really important to note about this is that communities have expressed a very, very clear desire not to be impacted by construction.
ग्याब्रियल डेभिड भन्छन् कि उनीहरूको टोलीले रिचमन्ड निर्वाचन क्षेत्रका प्रत्येक सार्वजनिक आवासका बासिन्दाको ढोका ढकढक्याएको छ.
Across all the estates, what we're hearing from residents is that relocation officers are, they're promising things that they can't deliver and they're threatening them with some pretty scary situations. So they're promising residents the right of return, which in fact Homes Victoria's own relocation policy doesn't actually guarantee the right of return, and residents aren't aware that what, even if they do return, maybe 7, 8, 9 years down the track, they're not actually going to be returning to public housing.
सरकार भन्छ कि बासिन्दाहरूलाई फर्कन पाउने अधिकार छ, तर त्यो उनीहरूको योग्यतामा भर पर्छ. यदि कसैको जीवन परिस्थिति परिवर्तन भएर अबको योग्यताको मापदण्डमा नपर्ने भए उनीहरूले हाल पाइरहेको प्राथमिक पहुँच गुमाउन सक्छन्. सरकारले प्रक्रियाभरि बासिन्दाहरूसँग स्पष्ट रूपमा जानकारी बाँडिएको दावी गरे पनि भाडामा बस्ने बासिन्दाहरूका प्रतिनिधि समूहहरूले एसपीएसलाई केही फरक कुराहरू बताएका छन्. लुइजा वसेने भन्छन् कि हाल 800 भन्दा बढी घरधुरीहरू होम्स भिक्टोरिया विरुद्धको सामूहिक मुद्दामा प्रतिनिधित्व गरिरहेका छन्.
They are residents of the three towers that are the first occupied towers that are set to be demolished. But we think that the outcome of this decision has ramifications for residents of all of the towers across Melbourne. So those 10,000 people, I think, all are watching closely and have an interest in this process being a fair one, because their towers are also set to be demolished under the program.
Caitlin Butters, Victorian Public Tenants Association ki CEO hun. धेरै बासिन्दाहरूको स्थानान्तरण प्रक्रिया सुरु भइसकेको छ र यसबारे केही सकारात्मक त केही निराशाजनक प्रतिक्रियाहरू आएको उनले एसपीएसलाई बताइन्.
We have heard from some renters that they're quite happy in these homes, and from others that they just don't suit their needs at all, that the layouts aren't culturally sensitive for them, and that they are struggling to fit their furniture in the homes.
प्रोडक्टिभिटी कमिशनको हालैको वार्षिक सरकारी सेवा प्रतिवेदन अनुसार सामाजिक आवासमा रहेका भिक्टोरियन घरधुरीको संख्या केवल 2.9% छ, जुन राष्ट्रिय औसतको 3.9% भन्दा धेरै कम हो. केटलिन बटर्स भन्छन् कि भिपिटीएको मुख्य चिन्ता मध्ये एक यो हो कि जब यी सामाजिक आवासहरू पुननिर्माण गरिन्छन्, ती घरहरूले हालका भवनहरूमा बस्ने परिवारहरूको आवश्यकता पूरा गर्ने सम्भावना निकै कम छ.
There are lots of larger families at North Melbourne and Flemington that we did a detailed piece of community engagement work with to really understand what their ambitions were for new home to be rebuilt on the sites. And they had lots of very sensible and reasonable suggestions of things that they would like to see. And that included bedrooms that were large enough to have two single beds side by side, study areas for older children available, if not in the apartment itself, then a common area that they could go and do homework quietly. And very importantly, kitchens that are not open plan, but are separated further from the rest of the home. So in many cases, for cultural reasons, but also to prevent the breadth of cooking smells and to create an extra living space for larger families.
Harriet Singh भन्छिन् कि आवश्यकता अनुसारको आवास प्राप्त होस् भन्नका लागि सरकार आफ्नो योजनालाई अगाडि बढाउन बासिन्दाहरू र समुदायसँग मिलेर काम गर्न चाहन्छ.
We will keep working with residents and with the community to provide them with accurate information. We will keep working to make sure that people have access to housing that meets their needs, and we will keep working to make sure also that as the city grows and we head to a city the size of London by the 2050s, we're providing a range of housing options for private renters, for people in social housing, for people looking to buy their own home, and for people wanting to stay closer to where they grew up.
तर ग्याब्रियल डिभिट्री भन्छन्, ग्रिन्स पार्टी यो योजना पूर्ण रूपमा खारेज नहुन्जेलसम्म त्यसको विरोध गरिरहनेछ.
So we're reaching out in as many ways as we can to try and stop this disastrous plan from happening, because nobody agrees with the government's plan. Nobody agrees with their decision to demolish these towers, and nobody thinks it's a good idea. In fact, across the political spectrum and across experts and service organisations, residents and community, everybody agrees that it is a disastrous idea, because any plan that starts with demolishing 7,000 homes in a housing crisis is not a housing plan, it's a housing disaster.
र सुताबिन सार्वजनिक आवासका भवनहरू भत्काउने योजना र चुनौतीबारे एसपीएस न्युजका लागि सिडनी ल्याङद्वारा तयार पारिएको रिपोर्ट एसपीएस नेपालीमा सुन्नुभयो सपना फुयालबाट। हाम्रा थप सामग्रीका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
पछिल्ला कार्यक्रमहरूलाई आफ्नो समयमा सुन्नुहोस् एसबीएस अडियो एप वा वेबसाइटमा। यो हो एसबीएस नेपाली, एसबीएस साउथ एसियनमा।
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा।